You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods.
Thank God.
Woods thinks this is going down as one of our worst shows of the year.
Yeah, after yesterday's best show of the year.
You have the extravaganza on your mind.
I know you don't?
Yeah,
I do.
You don't?
I do.
Clearly.
But well, I mean, we all do, apparently. That's a week from tomorrow.
It is.
Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
A week. Oh, my God. It's my paper bag. Holy cow.
It's hard to properly explain, like, the level, the type of anxiety that this like, two-week stretch gives
us.
Well,
let's put it this way. I was such a giant a-hole last year that my wife goes, go stay in a hotel the night before the extravaganza. I do not want you here. And I go, really? She goes, the one by work, just go stay there. Get out of our faces. And I go, okay. And I did. And me and Paulie got here like 2 in the morning the next day. But yeah, it's like the most nerve-wracking thing because you want it to be great.
I don't live too far from work anymore.
Yeah, now you're good.
So if you want to like crash on our couch, you want to just hang out.
As a 50-year-old man, I don't see myself crashing
on any
couches or air mattresses. Maybe ever again. I don't think
you could carpool.
I mean, we can carpool. I'll come pick you up. But so the problem is this year is the night before, so next Thursday, is Taylor, my 5-year-old's Christmas pageant.
Ah.
So I have to be there.
Right.
I get to be there. All, you know.
Good catch.
Smiling.
Dad, good catch.
Smiling and watching him sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which he's been practicing incessantly, and it's really cute. And then the whole time, though, I'm going to be like, did we get this? Did we do enough of this? Do we have enough of this? So it's, you know, comes nature of the beast.
So I wanted to point out that the Christmas and holiday extravaganza is a testament to Woods and how much he cares about the Tier 1s. Because any radio executive worth his salt, even Adam Klug was mentioning it during our break, the last couple, they call it the holiday ratings book.
Yeah.
Doesn't really even matter.
Yeah.
Like,
we don't really need to be here.
If you're going
to
do your biggest show of the year, everyone would say, do it in the summer.
Don't do it then.
Do it in the spring. Don't do it in December. That's just, well,
it's literally the worst time to do it.
But Woods wants to make it the best show. Not for us, not because we get anything tangible out of it. It's for the Tier 1s, for entertainment, for feeling good,
last show
for raising some money for charity, and to go out on a bang on a high note for the last show of the year.
And we've just gotten so used to it, and you look forward to it so much. And Yeah, we get no credit.
Nothing. we get nothing.
Only stress.
Hopefully your love and appreciation out there. But yeah, just stress for Woods mostly.
Yeah.
I try to keep myself, I don't like stress, so I try to keep myself out of it, which drives you crazy.
Yeah, we know.
It's like you think I don't care at all, which is not entirely true.
Right.
It's only partially true. I just do it for my own sanity because I can't live the way that you do.
Right, right, right.
I can't put that stress on myself the way that you seem to be able to thrive under that pressure.
I totally get it. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Paulie's part in this as well. Me and Paulie are...
Massive part of
planning. The thing that freaked me out the most, the other day.
Yeah, this is funny.
I go... Because as you've just admitted, this isn't taking a shot, but we are the main driving creative forces behind the extravaganza.
Have been the whole time.
We'll often get here that morning at 2 a.m. Ben will roll in about 5:45. We ready to go? Yeah. Your green room's over there. Put your costume on, sir. And I call Paulie. I go, I'm panicked. I go, we don't have this, we don't have that. We don't. And Paulie goes, oh, I actually feel great about it. And I go, well, this is a problem. When the two creative forces, one thinks we're screwed, the other one's like, we're good. Who's right? Who's right? Who's wrong? So I've been reconciling that.
No offense, but I trust Paul more in this situation. If he thinks we're good, I think we're good. And I think you're perhaps over-worrying. But again...
You clarified, I think, a little bit later. You said, and this I would agree with, you're like, we just don't have like the knockout punch.
Blow.
Like,
that's
what
it.
Is that?
We are
bit?
Missing the one thing.
The meat wheel is what you really want.
One thing that makes me that morning get up and start twirling my mustache.
And I agree.
Oh,
I said,
mamacita.
Right now, we got a bunch of things.
We got a bunch of singles and doubles.
Yeah, we got a lot of singles and doubles. We got a couple of home runs in the mix, potentially.
And I know we got to get to our biggest fan. So can I just say this? Don't you feel like almost every day, every week, you feel you've got your twirl the mustache thing, and it ends up being something else that slays and kills.
It's true.
Because we can't predict what ends up being our best segments and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you may think going into it, oh, I've got this, or I don't have this. Something usually rises to the level of,
Gator,
that was amazing.
As Gator says, we're very on brand with the Padres. Singles and doubles. We need...
You want
we
slug.
We need slug.
You want slug.
We need slug. So if you guys have any ideas... Please send them my way. I need the knockout below.
I know. We need to get to today's biggest fan announcement. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes, so until about 9:15, to give us a call at 833-288-0973. That will put you into our grand prize drawing for 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game next season with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. This morning's biggest fan is Matthew Hampshire from San Marcos. You can call now, 833-288-0973. You can still get your name in at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan.
By the way, Steve Phillips was on MLB Radio talking about there are some rumors of Lindor asking to be traded to the Padres. We never said that there he was asking.
I know. We did not say that.
I put two and two together.
That wasn't us.
Some guy tweets, Padres Radio started this rumor, and then some guy that I don't know. CJ says... Stephen Woods getting credit for my bait. Who has it worse than me? I didn't see your bait. I never saw. I don't know. I don't know you. I didn't see.
Stealing takes off Twitter now.
I didn't see his bait. Wow. I would be like, hey, CJ said. So then I didn't look like the idiot.
It's like a bad game of telephone.
It is. It's the Twitter is the worst game of telephone. It's the worst game of telephone. And you know, you talk about out of context. And you can start a statement with, this is wild speculation, but Ben had a threesome last night. Then it gets cut to, Ben had a threesome last night.
You know, a threesome would be fun.
See, there you go.
We heard his out of his voice right there.
Yes.
I mean, you can go anywhere you want. We know one thing. A.J. Preller does love him some Francisco Lindor. Pretty good about that.
It's why I made that comparison.
I feel pretty good about that. Beyond that... It's just a little bit of whispers and rumors, and that's about it.
That's it.
And not a lot of logic to it in terms of the no trade clauses and everything that would be required to get it over with. All I know is that sometimes they do get past those things, and sometimes they don't even get out of the starting blocks because of those things.
You're going to get Matt Beatty, and you're going to like it. That's what your offseason acquisition is going to be. First baseman.
Again.
Matt Beatty again.
I hope it's better than that.
As do I. Yeah. I did see River Ryan is rocketing up the prospect list for the Dodgers, the guy that we traded for Matt Beatty. Straight up, by the way. Straight up!
You know, we'll trade him for Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
We'll often come in on like a Tuesday and wait until, you know, the 9 o'clock hour, go, we might be the only sports show in America that's not talked about in Monday Night Football yet. How have you guys not mentioned Joey Gallo, the pitcher, drawing major interest, allegedly?
I don't believe it.
Would you like to include that in the Roundup report, maybe, Paulie?
Not really, but right. We can get to
are
it.
Are we skipping the round? What are we doing?
No,
are we doing
it? Get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundup report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Roundup report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Thank you, Kirby guy. Let's get started here. How about Major League Baseball? We did have some news just a few minutes ago out of the hot stove. Mark Leiter has signed with the A's. I was like, Sacramento,
Mark
Vegas.
Mark
Leiter Jr. has signed with the A's, as they are known. I haven't seen terms yet.
Probably not huge, is that he has a negative WAR every year of his career except for two.
Yep.
Career 4.6 ERA.
Philly, Toronto, Chicago, Yankees.
Hasn't started a game since 2022, just pitching out of the bullpen.
Cool. That's a banger of a move. Yeah. And there was another one yesterday. Mike Yastrzemski signed with the Braves.
He did. Two years plus an option.
Is that... What did he get? He got like $23 million.
19 for two? Plus another... 8 or something for a third year. Braves hold the option on a third year. Yastrzemski, I think, hit like .235 with 17 homers last year,
yeah.
But always seems to be like a 2-3 WAR player,
yep.
Which is, you know, they say WAR is worth about $11 to $12 million a year, which makes, if he's a 3 WAR player, that's a steal for the Braves. Don't know exactly what this means for like Jurickson Profar. You're going to probably put him in the outfield somewhere, but I guess Ozuna's a free agent. It's gone.
Yep.
So they're going to need another bat in their lineup. And it is now Mike Yastrzemski.
Probably one of those. It feels a Bravesy move that will probably work out for them. Right? Feels like a Braves move.
I could see that. All fairly quiet day for the
for the last day of the winter meetings. It was kind of quiet.
You had the Alonso signing at 9:55,
and then that was
pretty much it.
Yep.
So that's all we got from baseball. In college football, I did see this clip from Diego Pavia, who was doing an interview with somebody. He's in the Vandy locker room. He's getting ready. He's got the Heisman Awards ceremony coming up here shortly. And he said, because he's bounced around from school to school and had a lot of success really everywhere he's went, even including Vanderbilt now. He said he will donate his entire NIL money, all the money that he has made, to a Group of Five school if they were to win a national championship. There's been a lot of conversation about that with, you know, Tulane and James Madison being one of the 12 or two of the 12 teams. Here's what Pavia said he would do.
It's a 12-team playoff. Put every team that's good. This G5 team, if a G5 team wins it, I would donate whatever I got in NIL back to that team. I would do that if a G5 team ever wins it.
I don't know that it's ever going to happen.
So it sounds,
but he is saying in 10 years, if San Diego State, you know, whatever, wins the Mountain or the national championship, any Group of Five school, whatever money he made while he was in college, in NIL money, he'll donate that amount to that school.
I mean, he's right in that in the current climate, there's almost no chance whatsoever.
This isn't
things change.
This isn't being portrayed as he's some philanthropic.
No. He's
taking a shot.
He's taking a shot.
All right, good.
You know, the San Diego State.
Man, how cool is this guy?
He might as well say, I'll give $1 billion.
Yeah, I'll donate $1 billion if a Group of Five team wins. Yeah.
Probably not going to happen. I think, let me go to our line two. Is this Matt?
This is Matt.
Matt,
yeah, morning,
Hampshire,
Matt.
Congratulations. You are in for our biggest fan contest. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it, man. I think Paulie has all your information.
Thank you so much.
You are good to go.
Yes, you're good, my
friend.
Put
you in our grand prize drawing. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See ya. Good stuff.
Good stuff, buddy.
All right. And then finally, we will wrap it up. I don't know why. I look forward to this little story every year. We do it right around this time as we head into the new year. It's time to start looking at your PTO. And I know this changes for a lot of people, you know, business to business. But in general, I think we all agree, right? 2 weeks paid time off is kind of a standard.
Call that as the baseline.
That's kind of what we're working off of here. Now, in the past, we've gone through like specific dates. Like, hey, if you take this 2 days of PTO, you can get 7 straight days away from work.
It's great.
And there's kind of a little bit of that same thing happening this year, but I think it's important to know that in 2026, there's a lot of, you got to look at the federal holidays. There's a lot that fall on like Thursdays, Fridays, Mondays.
This is maximizing your time
off. And even
like
weekends.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have, if there's a holiday on a Monday, you're going to get that day off already.
Correct.
But if you took a 1 day of PTO, put it on that Friday before, now you're talking about a 4 day weekend.
Now you're talking about a trip.
Possibly go on a trip. Yeah, you got a couple. You can go get out of town Thursday after work, have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday, go back to work on
this
Tuesday.
It's called gaming the system.
And there's something to be said that that first day when you know you don't have to, like 4 days, you can actually let yourself relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Because on a weekend, you know, oh, it's Saturday. Wait, I got to work in a day and a half. You're pretty much already back in work mode. So this is extending and really allowing yourself to enjoy and relax using your PTO wisely.
Right. These maximizing your PTO, they go around and get passed around virally on social media right around this time of year. So, yeah, if you got a couple of weeks to play with and you're not sure exactly what to do, just be very careful. You can strategically use some of those dates.
This is good.
It's really good stuff, yeah.
This is really, really good.
You got because you got like the holiday observed, right? If it happens on the weekend, well, your office will give you the 1 day. Add one more, make it a long weekend, and enjoy your time.
Yeah, I'm fully planning on maximizing it.
We were passing this
not like
back
I maximized it this year.
Right. We have a weird PTO policy.
It's very odd.
I was looking at the dates, and most of them fall around, you know, holidays like Memorial Day and President's Day, Martin Luther King, Labor Day. What's December 11th to 4th? What holiday is in the middle of December? Did I miss one this month that we didn't get?
You tell me we could be off right now.
That's what I was wondering. Am I missing a holiday that I should be
a federal
taking?
Holiday in December?
Yeah, because
next December 11th through 14th is 4 days. You take one PTO day.
Yeah, but I don't know what extra day you're getting off in the middle of December.
I don't know.
Not in my phone. Usually my phone has the holidays.
This is more like when the 4th of July is on a Friday and you already, sometimes you get the Thursday off before that. Just take those extra 3 days because, it's 3 days of PTO, but you're talking about, 10 days now, in between going to work?
There's the other side of the equation to this that I sometimes feel like there's a lot of 5 day weeks. And if you can just sprinkle in a 4 day week every once in a while,
it's elite.
Is also kind of elite.
It is.
Because, you know, you have like 7 5 day weeks in a row. You're like, okay, I'm starting to go. I'm starting to feel it here. I need a day somewhere in those long weeks.
No, I like this.
I'm trying to think of like the calendar, like our long stretches are, you know, you get through President's Day in February. We don't really have anything in April,
until
March,
Memorial Day,
end
May.
Of May.
That's a long
stretch. That's a good long stretch right there.
Get your vacation
and
in
Memorial
there.
Day until Labor Day in the summer is pretty
Fourth
much.
July.
Oh yeah, 4th of July. 4th of July to
and then 4th of July to Labor Day.
Yeah.
All right. Just remember, it's okay to go after the man every now and then. You got to take it to the man. Mm-hmm. Stick it to him.
Master of Mind Slave says, "My job won't let me use PTO with holidays. Like, isn't that the point? I hate it here. LOL."
Really?
Well, if everyone asks for the same days off, business has to shut down. You just have to ask for it first, usually. First come, first serve.
Megan had one where, like, if she has to work on a day that we get the day off, I'm like, you work for the government. You should have every kind of holiday off. And it was like Veterans Day or something. She goes, oh, yeah, they're making us work on Veterans Day, but we get it. We get a floating holiday anytime in the year now instead of that mandatory.
Not always
day.
True. Like if you work for TSA, you don't get a holiday off. Everyone's traveling.
Right.
You know, still work for the government. You have to work holidays.
But you'll
sometimes.
Still get the credit for it and take it whenever you want.
At some point, we'll cash in all of those. Hey, we're shutting down the office early today at noon to talk with your manager and get a day off. We'll cash those in one day.
There's 10 or 12 federal holidays.
Yeah.
So we probably get 10 or 12 emails a year.
Yeah.
every time. It's, hey, enjoy the holiday. Get a good head start on the long weekend.
On the long weekend.
Take the day, half
take
day.
Take the half day.
If you can't do that, let your manager know. Work it out with your boss to arrange for a half day. And we have never once cashed in on that. We've probably got like 2 weeks of half days.
Yeah. All right, well, see you guys later. Should have taken one
today. In January.
Can you imagine if, like, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we're just like, hey, they told us to get an early start. We're out of here at 8.
We're leaving at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
All right, we got a football threesome coming up next. Adam Klug, very excited tonight. Maybe no one else, but Adam Klug should be very excited tonight. And then Derek Togerson's going to talk some Seals with us in our final segment, all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, if you are thinking about your New Year's resolutions, don't wait until January 1st, because by then, it's too late to take advantage of the best prices of the year at SDFatLoss.com. Right now, if you sign up, you get $400 off or more, the lowest prices of the year, on the program that can help you lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. When I went through the program, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I kept all the weight off, resetting my metabolism. And it's sustainable mostly for me because I was eating real foods, stuff you normally eat from the grocery store, chicken, steak, vegetables, fish. You can make some of your own choices, but you're not buying any shakes or bars. You're not taking any injections, and you don't need to exercise to lose the weight. It's not magic. You still have to put in the work, but when you do, in 2 months is not that much time to change your life. I feel so much better, healthier, sleeping better. My sleep apnea went away thanks to the weight loss. It may or may not happen for you, but it did for me. I can promise you that. Sign up with your free consultation at sdfatloss.com today and sign up by December 31st to take advantage of the $400 off special. You don't have to start now. You could start on January 3rd if you wanted, but sign up today. Lock in the prices, then you already know what your New Year's resolution is going to be. And then by March, new you at sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, football weekend is ahead.
Got a banger tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's not the greatest place, but that is where we will start. Paulie, if you would, it is time for our NFL threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Talk dirty to me.
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world, and going all the way in this game of inches.
2 inches short, maybe less. Story of my life.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place, on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Now, it's a game only an Adam Klug could love. The Atlanta Falcons visiting the Tampa Bay Bucks tonight at 5:15 here on 97.3 The Fan, kicking off another week of the NFL season. Now, in fairness, it's an important game for the Bucks. They're tied for first place with the Carolina Panthers at a mere 7-6. Bucks just lost at home to the Saints, so I don't think they can just take the Falcons for granted tonight. And they don't really have a quality win since they beat the 49ers, which was 2 months ago. October 12th was the last time. You know, their other two wins are like the Cardinals and the Saints, I think. So they haven't been playing that well. Baker Mayfield got off to that great start. Hasn't been so great lately. They need this one pretty badly.
Yeah, they do. I mean, a couple of, you know, one middle of the road offense in Tampa and one near the bottom of the barrel in Atlanta. You know, listen, I'll watch because you're a captive audience on a Thursday night. This is what you got.
True. Intriguing matchup. Better matchups on Sunday. There's a few to choose from. I'll pick the Packers at the Broncos Sunday afternoon. It's going to be opposite, perhaps, the Phillip Rivers game on CBS. 10-game winning streak on the line for Denver, but this is now where we see what the Broncos are really made of, because they finished their season against the Packers, a Jags team that's playing really well, the Chiefs and the Chargers. Last 10, they've won, but it hasn't been an unrelenting string of great opponents. Now we actually get to see what the Broncos are made of this last 4 weeks of the season.
Certainly a good one. I'm definitely rolling with Bills at Patriots.
That's the other big one.
Yeah, Buffalo 9-4, New England 11-2. This is a battle. This is going to be an absolute battle playing in New England.
I trust New England more than I do Denver, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Both teams at 11-2, but for some reason, the Patriots just feel a little more legit to me than the Broncos. So they'll both be in the playoffs.
Get behind that.
And I believe the Broncos earned last week's win guarantees them the tiebreaker over New England. So if they both finish with the same record, the Broncos on common opponents would actually get the first seed, which is huge because you don't get a bye if you're the second seed, only the first seed, remember, in the playoffs now.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like, but my guess is that it's freezing cold and maybe snow, which makes me excited.
Fair enough.
Those two teams.
Not going to be sunny in 7.
No.
All right, best bet of the week. Last week, I felt good. My Jaguars pick was excellent.
I don't remember what I picked.
That's all right. All right, this week, I will go with the Carolina Panthers. They are 2.5-point favorites on the road against the New Orleans Saints. Of course, the Saints are coming off that big win I mentioned over the Bucks last week. But this is a very important game for Carolina, a chance to take or stay in first place, and kind of betting against the Saints here that they can rise up 2 weeks in a row with their best performances of the season. They'll have a letdown this week, and I'll take the Panthers on the road. And since it's less than a field goal, I felt good about that. Like, 2.5 is way different than 3.5. Way different in a spread.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with the Dallas
Cowboys
laying just 5.5 against the lowly, lowly Minnesota Vikings.
J.J. McCarthy looked better last week. They won, they shut out the Commanders like 38-0 last week.
Horrific.
31-0. Yeah, I saw that. And then the Cowboys, of course, I don't know if they have anything left to play for anymore after losing to the Lions last week. Very tough to get in the playoffs. I stayed away from that one.
I think they're like 20%, 25%,
10%, somewhere around there.
I don't like this week a lot. I'm looking at the schedule, and there's some decent matchups where you're like, these could be close games, you know, entertaining finishes, but like, I'm not really interested in the Chiefs-Chargers. That could be a good matchup.
Chiefs favored, by the way.
Not really interested. Dallas, Minnesota, I mean, San Francisco, Tennessee.
Everyone's going to look at that line of the Colts 13.5, right? And go, man, can he Phillip Rivers keep that game close against the Seattle Seahawks?
Or are they just going to get
bodied by 30?
Right.
God, man. No way.
Rams Lions 2 months ago looked like a great game.
Yep.
Doesn't look like that good of a game anymore.
You have a pick?
My pick against the spread, yep. I would probably honestly lean towards, I think the Patriots will win. It's basically a pick 'em, but the Patriots are plus one, so okay. I'll take the Patriots and the points at home.
Home team getting a point. Why not?
All right. Yep.
Sounds good. All right, we'll take one last timeout when we come back. Derek Togerson, NBC7 and New Seals, public address announcer. He's filling some very big shoes of Stephen Woods. About 12 size?
Yeah,
size 12?
About 12, yep.
Size 12 shoes. We'll get to that coming up next. Wrapping things up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I, both now in our 50s, both took until our late 40s until we got our estate documents in order. Needed trust and will to do it. You probably do as well. I didn't want to go to a lawyer's office and pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars just to get some documents that I was hoping I was not going to use for a very long time. But trust and will makes it simple and affordable to get it done from the comfort of your own home on your own laptop computer.
That's right, man. Peace of mind is what we are all after. And this will certainly help knowing that your family is taken care of. Make sure you go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out for 20% off. And again, looking to get in that trust, guys. Keep your family out of lengthy, expensive probate court.
Yeah, simple stuff, too. If you have like a 401k and you die and your family wants access to that, if you don't have a trust, they may not have it for months. And it may be an expensive legal process, all avoidable, again, by going to trustandwill.com. Answer those questions, get it mailed to you, put it in your filing cabinet or your safe. Don't have to worry about it. Have that peace of mind over the holidays when you look at your family. You go, all right, peace of mind, I got that done. Just go to trustandwill.com for 20% off your trust or will at trustandwill.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, let's go right out to our David P. Shapiro fan hotline here in our final segment. The man trying to fill the big shoes of the man next to me is joining us right now.
Don't pitch it like that. Such a bad way to pitch it.
Why?
This is his time.
All right,
fine. It's not about me.
Derek Togerson, NBC 7 and new public address announcer of the San Diego Seals with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Size 11 shoe, by the way.
Size 11.
So I'm size 12.
All right.
All right.
So you get a little room in those shoes.
Just very, very close.
Dude, how fired up are you for this, by the way?
Oh, dude, this is amazing. Just amazing. I mean, I started school as a theater major, so I haven't had that like live audience feedback doing TV and radio for so long.
Yes.
Being in an arena with, you know, 5,000-10,000 people in it, to be able to get that instant fan gratification feedback, it's going to be fantastic.
The only I don't even have any advice. I was talking to Mike Grace, and he's like, yeah, Derek was at every game. You know, he knows the deal. And I said, the only thing that I found, Derek, like an insider tip, a couple things. Pee before you start, because you have to wait and you have to drink a lot of water because you're screaming into the not the best PA system on the planet at Pechanga Arena.
It needs a slight upgrade.
It needs an upgrade for sure. So you find yourself really emoting and you are yelling and screaming and you're pounding water because your throat's killing you. And then you're like, there were times over my career I was like, I need a diaper. Like, I'm not going to make it to halftime, and you can't just leave the box whenever you want. So make sure you're good and taken care of in that department. And then, yeah, you got to try to protect the pipes for, like, the fourth quarter. As hard as it is, the first few games, I think I blew my voice out within the first half and was like, oh, I have a whole nother half I got to deal with.
Yeah, it's pacing yourself. And it's interesting. The whole bladder capacity thing has been something that's been brought up several times already, and I'm just going to bring a catheter.
I think that's
the best way to do it.
What's funny is they're like, hey, you're starting the gig. Woods had to pee all the time. Now, I'm a different story.
Have you ever had a catheter in?
No, I've never had one.
I've never had
and
one.
And I don't want
Paulie?
One.
Nope.
No? That's my goal in life.
Have you actually tried it before?
Oh, God, I bet it hurt.
I have, against my will, I have had been forced to have a catheter for some medical procedures. And you know what? If you also take it like an epidural, you know, you just do some numbing things, take a cortisone shot, you're pretty good to go for a few hours.
Speaking of numbing, the first couple years that I did that gig, I had a little water bottle, like a Dasani water bottle, and I'd fill about halfway full of Southern Comfort. And I would bring it with me, and I throughout the course of the game to, like, soothe my throat.
Coat the throat.
Cough drops are a must. Like, it really wears you out. And you'll find, too, like, I'm doing a lot of talking right now. This is a lot of talking, all the reads and everything. But, dude, I think I'm so fired up for you. It was so fun. The guys are the best. Like, it's such a fun sport. And really being in that seat, you get such a good view. Your favorite part will be when they are in the penalty box and you're in the middle and they're screaming obscenities at each other. Like right next to you. You're just right in the middle. You're in the crossfire. It's unbelievable.
And you're like, guys, I got a live mic here.
You're like, I have a live mic.
Can you text each other or something?
You guys are F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. I did love for you, too. This is Derek Togerson. He's going to be the new Seals PA announcer starting on Sunday. What time is the game Sunday? Is it 2 or 3?
2 o'clock.
Two o'clock.
Original, I know it's a little confusion. The original schedule said 2 o'clock, and it was 3 o'clock. And about a week later, they switched it to 2 o'clock, and some folks didn't get that message. Yes, 2 o'clock start at Pechanga Arena, San Diego.
I do love that a Sunday afternoon game feels like a good way to ease in for your first game because you will be nervous. It's a nerve wracking thing. It really is. And I blacked out my entire first game, but I do like the idea of a Sunday afternoon. And I think you're just going to have a blast, dude. You're going to kill it.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I know that, you poured a lot into this. I know that to make it the Electric Factory, you know, being there night in, night out. So, you know, trying to take that now and just kind of, you know, spin it to maybe my own little flair and
you have to
do things that I like to do. It's going to be really, really fun. It's nice to walk into something. You don't have to build the foundation because the foundation's already laid and you can put the adornments on it.
I never did. I always wanted to end up taking my shirt off and running around.
Thank you for knots.
The floor.
Better for Derek. He's a very healthy
he
person.
He is very healthy and eater. Fit.
Yeah, very fit. So.
Have you decided what you're going to? Have they told you what you need to wear?
Oh, yeah, it'll be, you know, business casual. Okay. Maybe black tie casual on occasion. So, maybe occasional the Seals polo as we get into some of the afternoon games later on. But yeah, it's dressed like you are representing the organization.
So the first couple of years, they're like, we need you in a suit, and I was like, all right. So I went and got a nice suit. And then the next year came, and I was like, I'm not wearing the same suit. So I just went and bought another. I spent a lot of money on suits. And after a while, I looked at Mike. I go, do I really have to wear a suit? He's like, no, dude, do whatever you want. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now I'll just wear a shirt.
Not like you're on camera the whole time.
I'm
it's
not
your
on
voice.
Camera at all. Yeah. It's just your voice. But I would sweat through this suit every time. So, man, be yourself. Have a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing it from a different perspective, sitting in the stands, eating a corn dog with my family. I'm just really happy for you and the organization. And you can almost rest assured you're going to win a championship this year because I left. You can almost rest assured it's going to happen since I'm gone.
So this is it. You are the anti-San Diego sports curse.
I was there. We played really well, made the playoffs a few times, had a couple teams that should have won it all. Be like, you know what? I'm going to hang them up. They're like, oh, cool. Now we're going to win. Because I had the fantasy of running onto the field with the confed, the whole thing. I really wanted to see a championship. Now if I run on the field, they're going to arrest me because right. I'm not supposed to be yes. there. I'll be a trespasser.
See, we'll just double lob a credential over the glass at you.
Yes, yes.
You know, I've done that at the Super Bowl. Well, not for a team that I was rooting for. Yeah. You know, covering the games. The confetti, and you're doing, you know, the snow angels and the confetti and all that. And that's a blast. To be able to do it for a team you actually have a rooting interest in, that would be just a whole new level.
That's what I wanted so badly, man. We didn't get it done. But, you know, great owner, great people in that organization, and the players. I just love the players. Those are the dudes I'm going to miss the most, for sure.
And that's the thing, man.
They're the best.
This game, as you mentioned, people, if you haven't seen lacrosse, I always tell people the best great time you don't know about is a San Diego Seals game.
No question.
Because it's like a DJ set with great athleticism and the occasional fight. It's just, it is so much. You don't have to understand the game.
It's artistic.
Enjoy the experience. I'm going to be on there helping you, trying to understand, like talking to some rules and what replays are and all that good stuff. You're going to have it. Just go check it out. You're going to have such a good time. You cannot help but come back.
Yeah, I've been to 6 or 7 games now over the years to see Woods and see the team, and it doesn't take long to kind of pick up the excitement and follow along. Even if you don't know every intricacy of every rule, you'll get it pretty fast.
The lean on your PA, obviously, and then try to lean on the referees, and you'll learn who the good ones are and the bad ones are. you can text me privately. I can give you a couple of the bad ones. But lean on those guys for the calls and things like that. And remember, just have a blast. That's really what they want. They just want energy. I was a moron. I knew nothing about it. They just want you to get fired
and
up.
And don't let the opposing coach accuse you of cheating.
Yeah,
like they did with Woods.
Kurt Malosky, I'll never forget him. He thought I was like delaying the clock. I was like, I don't run the clock. It was
those coaches, as you know, they get upset and they just want to have somebody to yell at.
Yep.
And the person that they hear the most is going to take the subject of their ire. So, yeah, but whatever, coach. Okay, and now you can avoid this. Be better.
Yeah,
this
be better.
This is not my fault. This is your fault.
That's exactly right, man.
Derek, really appreciate
it. Have fun, dude.
Thank you so much and good luck on Sunday. I'm going to go out to practice tomorrow and do a little story ahead of the home opener as well. So good to see you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
Good job.
And thanks for the time. And, yeah, y'all go. Go Seals. Go dive in.
There he is, Derek Togerson on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Passing bomb on one of the Padres free agents.
Oh, boy.
When we come back after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Is this going to make me mad?
Yeah, you're not going to be stunned.
Not as mad as you thought you would be.
All right, Jeff Passan just tweeting a minute ago. Breaking. Closer Robert Suarez in the Atlanta Braves are in agreement on a 3-year, $45 million contract, sources tell ESPN. So Suarez getting $15 million a year, cashing in on his good work that he's done the past 4 seasons with the San Diego Padres as the closer, joining the Atlanta Braves, who have beefed up their bullpen. Didn't they? They signed Raisel Iglesias back, I think, as well.
Yeah,
so
they got
the double closer. They've seen what the Padres did with their bullpen, and they want a little taste of that, spending some money here on Robert Suarez. Now,
what a cool story for Robert Suarez, by the way.
Yeah.
Pitching in Japan. AJ Preller brings him over. We were here at the time. We went, Who's Robert Suarez? Oh, man, looks like he throws a pretty good fastball. Had really good career here in San Diego.
First game against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, blew the save. We're like, oh my God, what in the world?
And then has been really, really good.
Yeah, very, very and solid dude, solid citizen, all of it. Good for him. Gets a $5 million a year raise. So, again, for a guy that was pitching in Japan in 2021 to now be making $15 million a year closing for the Braves, great story. Very happy for him and his family.
Now, if we had another break, I would tease, why is this potentially good news for the San Diego Padres? But I just have to answer the question.
Okay, let me ask. Ben, why is this potentially good news for the San Diego Padres?
Well, we've heard A.J. Preller say he's not intending to trade any of his other bullpen arms.
Yeah.
He wants to stay strong. But now that Suarez and Diaz and most of the back-end bullpen guys are gone off free agency, any team that's left has to come crawling to the San Diego Padres like, okay, what's it going to take to pry away a Jeremiah Estrada? And the A.J. Preller can go,
A lot.
It's going to take a lot to pry away a Jeremiah Estrada if you are interested in upgrading your bullpen, because AJ holds a lot of the cards now.
And now it's like, oh, you want more at home? It's going to cost you even more. And yeah. It doesn't even sound like you want to even ask about Mason Miller, because you guys can't afford him.
So in one sense, AJ has strengthened his position by waiting for the closers, who have really been the first group to go. Like, that's the first group
they're hot off the board right now.
That has pretty much been, they've gone all the way through, and there's not as many relief pitchers, especially back-end relief pitchers, left. So, in that sense, whether he trades them or not, he is in a position of strength going forward the rest of this offseason.
Awesome. Well, good for Bob Suarez.
The other Padres news we didn't get to, but it was officially announced yesterday, that the series that we had speculated, of course, against the Arizona Diamondbacks in April, will be played in Mexico City, April 25th and April 26th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Back at Estadio Alfredo Harpelú Baseball, which is where the Padres played the Giants in 2023. Probably final scores will be like 18-10 because it's higher than Denver, and the ball just flies out of that place like it was attached to, I don't know, like a drone as it's flying out. Remember that series?
Everybody, of course.
The first game was okay. The next game was nuts. It was like 16-10 or something. So I imagine a lot of offense in those games against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Woods, you said you're already planning on going.
Yeah, we've got our hotel booked. Going to get tickets and
You're going to try. It's not a huge stadium. Tickets go on sale January 19th.
Yeah, my missus is on it. She's got the alert set. No, it was her idea. She said I her best friend went last year, or that year, a couple of years ago when they went. Was it last year or the year before?
2023 is when they went against the Giants, yeah.
And her best friend went and said, oh my God, that was the greatest, so you guys have to go. So it was her idea. She goes, I got us a room, and we're going to go. I go, sounds good to me. Let me know. Saturday and Sunday, it's perfect. Leave the kids with the grandparents and head out to Mexico City. I heard it's an incredible place.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the world's
truly
mega cities.
Yeah. I can't wait.
With something for everybody. But it seemed like it was a big party the last time the Padres went down there. And Alfredo Harpelú, who the stadium is named after, of course, is one of the owners of the San Diego Padres. But these are actually home games for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's a little benefit
good
for the Padres.
First licks, baby.
They're skipping one trip to Arizona and getting a stadium that'll probably, even though they'll be batting first, will probably feel fairly Padres-friendly for those two games.
So it's going to be awesome.
It's essentially like you're getting 83 home games and only 79 road games next season.
And, Adam, before you ask, no, I will not do a reaction video when I'm there. I'm going to be on vacation with my wife.
Okay?
Just one.
Can you
just do a quick video?
Just a quick one.
You know, I'll do one.
Remember when they had those weird statues that didn't look like Juan Soto at all around town?
Like a big fat face. Yes, that was there.
That was there.
Listen, art is art. That was that artist's artistic expression. Yeah. Who are we? Could you do better? Because I know I couldn't. I couldn't have done better.
I couldn't, but I do believe there are some elementary school kids who could have.
I can't wait for the food, man. I cannot wait for the food and the drinks and Hotel Hannah.
Oh.
What are we talking about, right? April 25th.
Foreign
Hotel Hannah. Oh, my God.
That's it for us. Woods didn't love the show, but I thought it ended on a fairly high note there. We will be back tomorrow to wrap things up for the week on a Friday at 6 a.m. everybody waiting for Braden and Frank's travel stories coming up at 10 o'clock next for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody. So long.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.